Hi, I'm Katie Sky, and welcome to Curvy and Confident. Here, we tell my story, the story of how I learned to love myself. I guess we'll start where it all began, and no, I'm not talking birth. I'm talking the beginning of kindergarten. Do you know what it was like to be a fat kid? Because I do, and I'm sure some of you do too. Sure, there was the name-calling and the hair-pulling, all the other things you imagine happening in kindergarten. But that wasn't the thing, was it? The thing for all of us was not feeling normal. I remember feeling like it was hard to keep up with the other kids. Because if you don't run around and socialize, you just don't talk to anybody. Sure, I had a few friends, and some of them are still my friends to this day. But there were only a few of them, and everybody else was friends with everybody else. But that's okay. Because a few good friends can be better than a lot of friends. And those few friends, they started a journey. A journey on how to love myself. Learning to love yourself is a slow process. Requires a little bit of love there and a little bit of care here. And sometimes you hit another bump in the road. For me, that bump wasn't just one bump. It was two. And they're called boobs. Imagine if right as you thought you started to get it figured out, everything changed again. Your body changed, your life changed, everything changed. All the things that I started to conquer suddenly came crashing down around me again. I didn't know how to run anymore because they bounced up and down, and I didn't want to be around people. All of this started right as I hit my preteens. Guess what happened next? I bet you can. Middle school. It changed everything again. The skirts got shorter, the tops got tighter, the heels, they got higher. And all the boys, their eyes started to wander. But never to me. That's when I decided something had to change. Maybe it was me, not them. You'd imagine that I'm about to say things changed for the better. You'd be wrong. Not yet. This is when I found out what it was like to not eat for 2 weeks. I did anything I could just to lose weight. But no matter how hard I tried, I only went down like 2 sizes. The thing that changed it all for me wasn't about weight loss. Wasn't about losing sizes. Wasn't about how much I ate. It was all about learning to re-love this. All of this. The bumps, the lumps, and everything in between. I didn't learn that love until high school. Could you imagine that? 14 years of your life not knowing what it was like to love yourself. But once you do, you can rock your world and everybody else's. But enough of me. Let's hear from somebody who I knew while I was gaining my confidence. Hi, Jacob, and welcome to Curvy and Confident. I have a few questions for you today. Is that okay?
Yep.
My first question is, how was I when we first met?
Developing. And you really worked on your confidence, and you became like a beautiful artist, so that you have this confidence. But you had to work on yourself.
Would you say I was comfortable in my own skin when we first met?
No.
Do you think I've developed that confidence?
Yes. You just, you became satisfied with yourself.
Jacob has a good way of putting it. At some point, I did become satisfied with myself, and that was a good thing. And now, I walk around every day, happy with the way I look, happy with the way I talk, happy with the way life is going. But most importantly of all, I love all the bumps, lumps, and everything in between.